Tonight's topic will be a topic very important. It is called appreciation. Appreciation. The Chovas Avovas states that the Yesod of Yadus is appreciation. That you have to appreciate. We know it very well from every day. We rise in the morning and we make brochas. Start a brocha. Shlos on a sech bivina. A bird understands between night and day. What about a person who is a human being who has understanding? He surely has to appreciate that. Night and day. The Rabbeinu Shalom is machadish b'chol yom b'tivoy. The Rabbeinu Shalom renews every moment. B'chol yom doesn't mean b'chol yom. Means every moment. The Rabbeinu Shalom has to renew the world. It's not a day, it's a momentarily thing. The Rabbeinu Shalom, without the chidush of the Rabbeinu Shalom, chas v'shalom, nothing exists. The world understands it also. Even people, they don't believe in creation, but there's such a thing as evolution. And when a monk can become a man, I mean, it's a little ridiculous. It's ridiculous. People in the science field, mathematicians, say that to be Meshana, from walking this way and stand up, would take trillions of divisions in a person. They don't know what to laugh, such a theory. But we have to appreciate, we have to realize that person gets up in the morning is a Beria Chadosha, and it is even brought. The reason a person sleeps at night, they get over yesterday, start every day anew. It's wonderful a person can start today anew. He forgets all his problems from yesterday. It's remarkable. But appreciation that we have to realize is that every moment of the day, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us a koyach haneshima. Whatever we have, a koyach of thinking. A person has a brain that he thinks. So Rabbeinu Shalom is mechadish b'chol yom tivoy. Rabbeinu Shalom gives us keseda. Can we imagine, we ever think, how much appreciation we should have to a Rebbe that teaches us? A Rebbe that teaches us. Can we imagine? Do we feel that we appreciate him enough? Do we appreciate him enough? If you would think for a moment, even a chava, the mind of a chava, says the Rav in Mishnayos, he says, a chava, he gives a musa, that's a chava toiv. That's why a chava is gewaldig. Because from a Rebbe, it's harder to be mekabel. From a stranger, surely had to be mekabel. Says there are no machichim today. We don't even know how to give him to Musa, but to Machava, and he can tell him that we were speaking yesterday with Yanki, and if you express this over there, somebody else felt bad when you expressed that. It's a very slight Musa, and he thinks about it for a moment. He said, "You're right." So Chava Toiv means the one that it's Mechechim. So Rabbeinu Shalom gave us such opportunity. He gave us a Rabbi, he gave us a Roshive, he gave us a father, mother. I mean, a father, mother. How much appreciation should that? As the Rishonim say, that it's a Kol HaToiv. Mitzvah Kibbutz is a Kol HaToiv. Rom Lachaveiroi. Tzadikus has no Shia. So it seems that Berachov Salvov states that the Yesod of Yad is Akolas HaToyv. If we think about it, we would really dwell into it, and we'd really appreciate. We would think how the day goes over. The day passes. The bus driver, we have to tell him thank you. When you get off the bus, we should tell him thank you. Because he gave us a ride. He drove the bus. We got here. How did we get here? Because we paid $0.25, $1. Today's in $2. But he brought us wherever we want to go. So appreciation is such a chiyuv but it starts from the Rabbeinu, what Rabbeinu Shem gave us. Neshama shenasatabi. When we say neshama shenasatabi toirei, ata baroso, ata yesarto. That's what a person would feel like that. He would feel a ischachus continuously. You would feel that it's yes when you think into it about it. So the entire day is kula chesed. The Rabbeinu Shem provided for us whatever we need. Provided for us gemolas. We have gemolas that we can learn from. Are you aware that Bnei Terah were in Shanghai? They didn't have gemolas. So they ran off some gemolas, pretty rough reading in them. But it's remarkable, though, that we have, the Rabbeinu Shem provides for us all our needs, except we have to think about it, and we have to appreciate it. We have to feel that. If we'd feel like that, we would go back. Eventually, he gave us so much. He gave us parents. He gave us Rabbeim. He gave us everything. He gave us Chaverim. Chaverim is a mekulam. A chaver can do for my friend. A friend does for his friend. Has no limitations. I think it's something to think about. It's something that's appreciation. It's something that we have to live with. Continuously. I will tell you the truth. When I go in the morning to daven, and a goy passes me, and I say good morning to him, and I feel that even if he doesn't answer me, I feel good. It doesn't bother me, because maybe he had a bad day, that's why he didn't answer. But on the other hand, he goes away. That's a freedom now. Someone sent him good morning. I don't know how he left his home with a fight, with a quarrel. I don't know what it was. But a good morning is always in place. So that's appreciation. This person appreciates that. So when we think about that and be willing to think a little bit more. We have so much to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom for. Whatever we have, whatever we elevate ourselves, we're sitting and learning from Hashem, we're matzliach. So it's thanks to our Abayim, thanks to Chavrusas, thanks to everybody, the whole environment. Appreciation. So my bracha is that if you do appreciate what we have, so we have to think a little bit, the source, whom we have to thank. We have to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom was as mazmin, that we are in a place that we have everything. So we continue to grow and shteig and learning. What could be greater than that? So my bracha is, your parents and Rabbeinu should have nachas. See you b'aliyah gmura. Aliyah has no gvulim, and Rabbeinu Shem would be most happy. That's what Rabbeinu Shem also wants from us. He wants we should be happy, and he wants the Rabbeim should be happy, and he wants everybody should be happy. And if you realize what a person has, he has to be happy. You should have a lot of us lach and tell you, Shemayim.